Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio, creating waves of awareness over the airwaves, via the internet, and by friends telling friends they care, working in unity to promote homeopathy around the globe. Every Sunday through Thursday, join us for a personal tour of Who's Reading the Organon, a show co-hosted by Vera Resnick and Debbie Bruck. We're challenging you to join us on our journey to complete Samuel Hahnemann's Organon in 1 year. Let's go.
Hello, this is Debbie Bruck, founder of Homeopathy Community, and I'm supposed to be talking with homeopath Vera Resnick. You're listening to another episode of Who's Reading the Organon? And we may have to wait on the line a little bit for Vera to sign in. There's some computer problems going on her side of the phone. So in the meantime, I wanted to tell everyone that I hope that they had a really fantastic Mother's Day and they were able to make it a family event. We went to the park, took a picnic, had special meals together. I made my whole family some French for breakfast. And if you took in a movie, on the HWC network, some of the hot topics lately include Nina Tyler's What's Your Favorite Color and Why Do You Pick Certain Colors? What else is on the call in today, possibly? Pretty hot is Dr. Peter Kay's Homeopathic Substances Interact with the Genetic Blueprint. Take a quick look over there and put your comments. Vera did a blog called There's comments there and some interest. Don't forget to take a look at the events tab and post your upcoming activities. This is for the entire community. So I know that Liga is coming up in a couple of weeks, and or maybe less than a couple of weeks, and there's going to be lots of news coming from California. We'll be posting information about that. I've also put up some how-to tutorials for making our network more valuable and worthy of commenting and reading all of the photographs, videos, discussions, blogs. Somehow make it resonate with our goal and our motto of creating waves of awareness, searching into ourselves, tying it into health and wellness, of course, connecting it to homeopathy and how whatever it is that you put up on the network does apply to homeopathy in one way or another. If you have a case, please post it to the Professional Homeopaths Moderated Group. Click the group tab and go to Cases for Discussion. So we are picking up momentum here and more people are listening. We've had over 300 listeners to the radio shows from the first week, and plenty of people have downloaded the podcast archive, which is convenient listening at any time. So if you have an iPod or iPhone, you could probably listen to it while you're going to work or taking a walk around the block. People can access the shows directly from the radio widget that is on the HWC Blog Talk Radio group, and also from your website, where people have begun leaving comments. So as we discuss these aphorisms, I'm wondering how they percolate into our thoughts and affect the way we practice our art. Do these shows motivate the listeners to read more of the Organon? Are they keeping up with us? Do they feel like this is old hat to them? You know, because we're really kind of, in a way, doing beginner work. And yet, in a way, I really love repeating and going over information to make it stay in my mind, or each time you listen, you kind of get something new. And so I'm interested to hear from people if this is confirming or changing the way that they look at things or adding something new to their daily routine. So please tell us how this is affecting your life. And I'm going to take a quick look over at the HWC webpage and see, let's see, I think maybe we might have a caller. Okay.
Hi, Libby.
Hello. Hello.
It's
Who's
Vera.
Calling in? Yay!
It's Vera.
Okay. I'm glad you're here.
My computer crashed, but I made it.
You made it in time.
I made it in. It's
okay.
A bit like commuting to work.
When we have traffic, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we're ready to get going today.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, I kind of introduced you.
Okay. Today we're working with aphorism 250, and if we have time, aphorism 251, right?
Yes, we will probably have time.
Would you care to read from O'Reilly?
Okay, sure. Aphorism 250. In urgent cases, after 6, 8, or 12 hours, it may already be revealed to the sharp-sighted medical art practitioner who accurately investigates according to the disease state that he has misselected the medicine last given. The patient's state grows distinctly, even if ever so slightly, worse from hour to hour as new symptoms and ailments arise. You want me to stop or continue?
Keep going.
In these cases, it is not only permitted, but the physician is duty-bound to make good the mistake he has made by selecting and administering a homeopathic remedy which is not merely tolerably fitting, but which is the most appropriate possible for the present disease state. For example, the disease state as it now appears with the old symptoms that remain and the new symptoms. Okay.
That's all in O'Reilly, the end part.
I'm sorry.
Verica is shorter. If that's all in O'Reilly, because Verica is shorter.
Okay.
Let me read Verica on the same aphorism.
Okay, I'm getting quite a bit of breaking up here, so we'll just hang in there for Vera.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
A little bit.
Hello.
Keep going. Yes,
okay.
Keep going.
When to the observant practitioner who accurately investigates the state of the disease, it is evident in urgent cases after the lapse of only 6, 8, or 12 hours that he has made a bad selection in the medicine last given, in that the patient's state is growing perceptibly, however slightly, worse from hour to hour by the occurrence of new symptoms and sufferings. It is not only allowable for him, but it is his duty to remedy his mistake by the selection of administration of a homeopathic medicine not merely tolerably suitable, but the most appropriate possible for the existing state of the disease. So then you had something extra in O'Reilly, and I think Verica seems like he cuts off shorter.
Okay,
tell me what is extra. If there was something that you read out I didn't see. But let's go into the content. So, first of all, this is an urgent case. I find it a little surprising. It's a lapse of only 6, 8, or 12 hours in an urgent case.
Uh-huh.
I would think that you could see if it was a bad choice of remedy before 6 hours. Don't you think?
Right. He gives specific hours. In other words, he's kind of giving us time spans where we should be checking within what intervals we should be able to see some change.
But wouldn't you expect to see change in an acute case even faster than that?
Yes.
Haven't you seen?
Yes, I definitely have. As a matter of fact, we mentioned earlier that you could give in an acute situation where things are not going feeling too good to give the remedy every 15 minutes, every 30 minutes, or every, you know, because we want to see if this is a good matching remedy, that there would be an immediate response.
So I think that's something, if any of our listeners have any idea why Hanuman is waiting here in urgent cases, 6, 8, or 12 hours, that seems a little strange, but maybe someone has some input on it. So it seems to me we have three situations of remedy. We have a bad selection, we have a tolerably suitable, which Hanuman says is not good enough, and we have the most appropriate possible, which is what he wants.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But there's something else that's interesting here. I wonder also if people know, if those amongst listeners who are expert in the casebooks, did Hanuman admit mistakes?
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
We really have not the best connection today, but this is what happens when we go live.
It's very windy outside in my area. Okay. Maybe that's affecting it.
Okay. Maybe not everybody goes to a fast food restaurant. I certainly don't. There's a joke where you go in and you hear half of every word. So, okay.
I'm curious to know whether Hanuman admitted to mistakes.
Okay.
That's what I'm curious about.
Okay. Maybe what I'm going to do is I'm going to listen to what you're...
Hello?
Can you hear me? A little bit. We have these urgent cases, and it may already be revealed to the sharp-sighted medical art practitioner, which means that there is, Hanuman is indicating that it is an art to be able to witness and know what he is looking at. Is that right? That he is investigating to the disease state and not acknowledging that something is not going as planned, that there's a misselection of medicine. That was the last thing that was given. So now it's time to reevaluate, and he gives the amount of time intervals to do that, 6, 8, and 12 hours. And he always gives us these numbers, and I'm always curious to know how he selects that.
I'm interested to know whether Hanuman actually owned up to mistakes, whether anyone who's read through the casebooks can tell us, did Hanuman say, I gave this remedy and it was a really bad mistake?
Learn from mistakes, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Not just learn from mistakes. Whether about owning up to mistakes. There are many, many practitioners in conventional and I suspect in alternative who will never admit to a mistake. They don't admit it.
Okay.
The question is, do you admit to a mistake?
Yes, we need to.
How do you state a mistake? Or do you admit that the remedy isn't the best remedy and you want to switch into another, to put it that way?
Mm-hmm.
Hanuman is saying for sure you have to admit. Sorry?
Mistakes is that the interplay between the remedies that he's proposing to use that's supposed to work for that particular disease and the one that actually does work. Is that what you're getting at?
The first stage that I'm getting at is a certain work that people need to do with themselves. That Hanuman is telling us it's not just permissible for the practitioner, but it is his duty to remedy his mistake. So first of all, you need to acknowledge that you've made a mistake.
Okay. Right. So what we should admire in Hahnemann is his ability to perceive what is going on in the situation and to actually document it for all to see, not to have pride or ego, but to just acknowledge when things are not to move forward in the case. And really the highest goal is to hear the highest goal. Don't worry about with homeopath, but worry about the patient who is in need of assistance, and this is how we forward. And Katya, a person who never made a mistake, Albert, and Dr. Arindam Dutta is idols are always errorless. So, ha ha, smiling at this. Yes, we could pedestal, but who we learn from are those who are willing to be humble. I am hoping that Vera is signing out, and then we'll sign in because we're not getting such a great connection to her. Okay. So we're waiting for her. She's a little bit. In the meantime, we do. And possibly if anybody else wants to call in, we could submit your phone call. So the patient's state grows distinct even if worse from hour to as new symptoms and ailments arise. So now we're just observing all the as the progression of the disease continues. Okay, so yes, it seems that we're having a difficulty with our sound, but we'll keep going. And if we have to, we'll record again tomorrow. I understand that somehow we've got. Okay. So we're having a situation where it says that it's busy. It may be that I'm on my own, and if I end the show now, that may be it. So I will keep going. If anyone else wants to try to call in, a number is 1-347-9956, and have an idea where there's 11 minutes left. So it says in these cases is not only permitted duty bound to make good the mistake he has made by selecting and administering a homeopathic remedy which is merely tolerably fitting, most appropriate possible for the present. This means that you're now taking a look at the case, what new symptoms are there, what to see as we in the previous, whether these are remedies that the person has had in the past, whether they are new, how do they fit the case, are they observation of the remedy of the symptoms that the person has had in the past or that you originally. Okay.
Hello.
Yes, somebody's here.
Hi, Debbie. Can you hear me now?
Welcome.
Can you hear me? That is the question.
Yes.
So much for spontaneity.
Floating in our
yeah, I think this isn't working, Debbie.
First live show. We have 11 minutes left. I don't mind chatting and talking people in on this part of it, and we can always redo it and upload something special.
Right.
To
I think we'll be redoing these aphorisms tomorrow.
I'll read the next aphorism tomorrow, 251.
I think that we will redo this show and this discussion tomorrow.
Okay.
Does that sound
okay.
good?
Well, that's fine. Sure. And maybe we'll get from folks some comments, what they like to add to this so we can a little bit. And want me to close minutes? Things,
or is anyone on the chat listening to the show? Can anyone hear anything?
Katya is saying the transmission is not the best today. We make do. It's so where Katya is listening, and the blog. I'm a person. You know what this is called? This is persistence.
What?
This is persistence. This is stick to it. I'm kind of getting some feedback from Katya. If she gives us the go-ahead to close the show, then maybe that's what we'll do. Because
okay.
I think, you know, what do you think? What do you think about the advice getting three people's, and then, you know, you've got a consensus on 2-1.
Mm-hmm, but now I hear you perfectly.
Now you do.
Yes.
Okay. So we have a few minutes left, and you know what? This is an example of the aphorism. Here we are,
mm-hmm.
after so many minutes. We're are we sharp-sighted medical art practitioners? Are we supposed to evaluate the case? This is a symbol of urgency. This is an example. I mean, I'm calm as a cucumber. because I'm taking it as it goes. There's nothing that we can do. It's not on our part. Make a decision here. Do we move forward? Do we close? Do, you know, aphorism 250. A couple regarding mistakes often noticed is that we're not aware of. Okay, she gives an example. Our upcoming symptoms are often interpreted as a new or old layer, but actually, thank you so much. Listen to. So here she's kind of saying she's finding practitioners are not so sharp-sighted, discern in the case. If you're able to hear me, I would love your input.
I'm hearing every fifth word, Debbie.
You know, they're not.
What do you think? Shall we close?
Okay. Okay. Let me get a. Again, saying that I am not aware that there's a problem yet. What to do in a situation? Okay, so if you're it, okay.
Okay, if anyone can hear me, I think I'll just say my goodbyes.
Okay, Vera, I really appreciate that you made every effort to get here.
And
okay.
We look forward to forward to reviewing this tomorrow.
Okay, great. We'll redo it.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. So here I am. I'm on the show hosting. And the situation is that a poorly selected medicine should be replaced by the most appropriate homeopathic remedy for the present disease. And so in terms of our sound, everyone is signing off because the sound is not the greatest. I close the show for tomorrow. Please thank everyone for being here and listening.
Thank you for listening to Who's Reading the Organon with homeopaths Vera Resnick and Debbie Brook on Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio. Remember to take the Organon off the shelf and read it.